Hisham Jaber joins us. He's from the Center for Middle East Studies. Hisham Jaber, I'm looking at the list of advancements by the Army, which is in a series of advancements that has been made recently. By the time Geneva II comes around, I don't think there's anything for Syria and the opposition to discuss, because it sounds like the country is going to be in full control of the Syrian army.
I think the Syrian army made its decision based on the political decision to take over Hamas and Hama before the battle of Aleppo will start. The Syrian army made very good and positive advanced steps inside the Hamas, trying at the same time to minimize the victims, the damage among the civilians and the damage in the old city. The Syrian army control already the eastern part of Hamas, but also fighting in Al-Khalidiyah, which is decisive. But the insurgents still inside the old city, the downtown old city, and also in two major towns, which in the northeast of Hamas, Al-Ristan and Tilbisa. Nobody knows how long it will take the battle of Hamas, but it's very decisive, maybe 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe less, maybe more. But as I said, they are trying to fight in a way not to destroy the old city and to minimize the damage against among the civilians. Also, Hamas, do not forget that it has the oldest military academy in Syria. It's very important. It's the capital of the central region in Syria. Also, we go back to Hama. Also, the Battle of Hama started, you know, a few days ago. When the Syrian army will take over those cities, we can start to talk about Aleppo, in which I think it will be the most important battle. But in general, the Syrian army made a lot of success, you know, on the battlefield. Also, we don't have to forget a political scene in the region, that what's going on in the region, you know. Like, first of all, Turkey, which was the most hostile and aggressive country against the Syrian regime. Turkey now is, I think it's busy to solve domestic problem. The change in Qatar also. And what happened yesterday in Egypt, you know, when the regime of Mohamed Morsi was very hostile and very aggressive and cut the relation with Syria. Now in Qatar, I think the Prince Tamim will minimize, will decrease, you know, its involvement in Syria. All of the above, you know, is in the favor of the Syrian regime.
Thank you very much for that. We do appreciate it. Wish we could talk more about this. Hisham Jaber, Center for Middle East Studies, talking to us from Beirut. Thank you.